Hi, I'm Tamina, gender equality activist and sales professional at a global technology company. When I graduated from college in 2017, I was struggling to figure out how adulting works. School did not properly prepare me for some of the most basic things that my young professional life would eventually throw at me. If this sounds familiar, please join me on this journey to empower young women who are, just like myself, still in search of a fulfilling, purpose-driven life. Welcome to FemHive. Hi, ladies. On today's episode, I am excited to be joined by Yvette Pelgrim. Yvette is a true globetrotter and grew up in different countries across Europe, Africa, and Asia. Today, she's the head of premium coaching and external opportunities at Mind Valley in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Mind Valley is a learning experiences company that focuses on personal growth, well-being, spirituality, productivity, mindfulness, and more. On this episode, Yvette is going to teach us how to practice gratitude, which is something that we should all do more of, especially during these challenging times. Welcome, Yvette. I'm really glad you're joining me today.
Thank you. So usually I'm the one drilling every single person I encounter. So it's really interesting to be on the other side of the table. But I'm so lucky to have this conversation with you though. So thank you for having me here.
Of course. I'm really, really excited that you accepted my offer. And actually, before we dive into today's topic of gratitude practicing, would love to learn a little bit more about you, because obviously you have a really interesting international background, Yvette. Tell us a little bit about your unique journey and how all those experiences have shaped you to become the wonderful person that you are today.
I'm so flattered. That's such a hard question, right? It's so hard to summarize like life in a nutshell. So very cliche to say, but I say I'm the always evolving product of the places that I was raised and where I worked. But most and foremost, I would say the incredible people whom I met along the way. So have either been my teachers or gift or both. So starting from scratch, I don't want to go off a rant, but once upon a time, I've been born and raised in Africa, in Oman and Moscow, Austria and the Netherlands. So this was during my younger years, but then I would say one of the biggest shapers of me being the person I am today and living my current life has been the moment when I finished high school. So I was 15, I decided to leave home and to live abroad. And I was raised in an amazing family, but in which it wasn't normal, like to say the things that probably every young child desires and actually needs to hear, like, I love you, or I'm proud of you, or I'm sorry. So basically, I dived into teaching myself how to be independent at such a young age, which led me to until this like incredible roller coaster of a journey with this never ending, relentless pursuit of finding an answer to the big question, like, who am I? And I still remember like every morning when I lived in London at age 15, 16, I sat down with my cornflakes, watching like TEDx videos and like devouring books on personal growth and psychology and so on. And through our time, I gained actual like live experiences, like during studies in the Netherlands and in South Africa. And I did my, you know, my bachelor's and my master's, and same like you, like active in a lot of committees and also Isaac. And then like I worked in other places like Shanghai and Hamburg. And I've been basically all my older years also learning a beautiful love relationship, which has been huge life lessons as well. I'm going off a ramp, but I'm thinking of like the milestones that literally shaped me. So for instance, like traveling solo through Asia, I went to weird Burning Man festivals in Israel and South Africa. I scared my parents from hitchhiking through Africa, doing the highest bungee jumps, all the way like last year to completing like 200 hours yoga teacher training, learning about Taoism, high performance. And then one of the big changes as well is like I got offered roles at Google and LinkedIn. LinkedIn was risky, so I took that. I moved to Ireland, worked there for 3 years, where I met you, all the way like up to leaving with my boyfriend last year, which is my ex now. But we worked and lived in places like South Africa, Singapore, and Bali. And eventually I ended up where I am today. So working for Mind Valley, like you're explaining. So it's a personal growth company with headquarters in Kuala Lumpur. So to summarize and get back to your question. So all those experiences shaped me into the person I am today. And I would say taught me to live by this saying that your life is your story, write it well, edit often. And we're always works in process.
Wow. I love those words. Wow. And I mean, I feel like that's a true representation of who you are and all your experiences over the past couple of years. So yeah, beautiful.
Huge story.
No, truly beautifully said, and also really, really impressive that you've always been someone who is just, you know, embracing life, embracing new opportunities, embracing new cultures and new environments, because I feel like that's probably the best lesson that life can teach you, right? Surrounding yourself with different people, different cultures, and exploring the world.
Yeah, the roller coaster of life. Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. And I actually just gave a quick overview of Mind Valley in the intro, but can you elaborate a little bit more on what the company is doing and what your role entails?
Yeah, it's quite hard to pinpoint like what Mind Valley actually does, but overall, like it focuses on providing like transformational education and community. Why I'm so passionate about it, like it learns and teaches people the things that we do not learn at school and we do not really learn in like families. Mm. You know, for instance, burnout and depression and loneliness, that's it happens so often across the world. So it combines it with online content, like teachers across the world, as well as events. When it comes to my role specifically, like basically on my life, I have somehow ended up in jobs and board positions where I get to create structure and chaos. And here again, within Mindvalley, I got the opportunity to create a premium coaching program worldwide from scratch with a massive time pressure. So I grasped it with both ends, and it's been a hell of a ride, meaning that I get the gift of working with incredible coaches across the world. I get to build deep relationships and experience breakthroughs of our coaches while I get to kind of like satisfy this entrepreneurial drive as I'm involved in all areas like training, marketing, sales, finance, and so on. But besides that, so Mindvalley as a company is so special in the sense that like the most unexpected projects fly by. So I get, for instance, like we talked about it another day, I get, for instance, to be a meditation author for the worldwide known app Omvana, and I get to connect and learn from inspirational speakers and trainers across the world, which elevate us to life hack, like such as through gratitude practice and meditation and high performance habits. Mm. So it's, yeah, it definitely is a different company than any company in the world that I know.
No, definitely sounds like it. And I mean, just moving to Malaysia in itself is probably something that most people wouldn't consider just doing. But again, well, yeah, but like, I feel like it is still on brand for you, right? Since you've been moving around quite a bit. So again, it's so great that you went on that next adventure in your life. And that's actually a good transition to today's topic, which is gratitude. And, you know, from the moment I met you, for the first time, you seem to be someone who just fully embraces life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you see every experience as an opportunity for growth. And I'm assuming your unique upbringing contributed to all of that. But have you always had that positive mindset? Or how did you teach yourself to be so full of life?
Thank you. Well, first, I desire to live that way internally. So it definitely is a compliment hearing that is perceived externally from you.
Oh, for sure.
But so, yeah, I describe myself as a realistic optimist, right? So, and I've always been this way, but I would definitely say it's been a journey. And I genuinely believe and love that every hardship or painful breakup and challenges, like learning how to understand and express my emotions, like learning how it is to be loved at a later stage and accepting the love holding me, all of this made me realize through our time, like, damn, life is such a gift, but it only is when we make it so. And I read once, and which really struck a note, is like our perception influences our experience, and our past experiences influence our perception depending on the meaning we give to those experiences. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to specific things that I'd say increase my experience awareness, like around like loving life and all that it has, I'd say the daily practice of gratitude definitely has flipped my life perspective and made it so incredibly rich. Like one of the milestones which I can remember is also absolutely reading the book by Hal Elrod. It's called The Miracle Morning, and it drastically changed my days. It is like, in a nutshell, for those who don't know the book, it describes how the way you start your day sets the tone for the rest of it. Mm. So this was when I finished my studies like years ago. And every single morning I would wake up around 6 a.m. I would jump out immediately before hesitation kicks in. I'd make my bed, I brush my teeth, I drink lukewarm water, brew tea, and I go outside. And I remember, like, even when it was like hailing or raining, and I would do walking meditation in the park, listen to the Epet space actually for about 20 minutes. And then I got back, I would drink tea and read a few bit pages in a personal growth book, then write down my day priorities and what I'm grateful for, and then do a short workout or yoga. So basically within the first hour, I had already moved, I meditated, I've been in nature, I journaled, I read and hydrated. And that gave such a satisfaction for the rest of the day. And gradually throughout time, like doing this, I started to feel so laser focused and full of positive energy. So ever since, I would definitely say that the positive mindset starts in my mornings, and it starts when you wake up and all the way until I go to bed. And this is actually when I nowadays write my gratitude journal, and even miss it when I don't. So in the evening, so you go through like the amazing things that you experience on the day, but also when days are like a little bit less, it helps you shift your mind. Mm-hmm. And one thing which I also added, which was really important for me, is I added in my journal. And thanks to my ex-boyfriend, Johannes, who's also German, like, I will always have love and appreciation for. Like, he encouraged me to add this section saying, I am proud of. So this forced me to not only feel grateful for the things externally of me, but also to look at my internal strength, like, which is that bit of self-love that probably most of us could all like up a little bit, right? Mm. And then, yeah, so besides the morning routine, I would say that people have made me fall in love with life. Yeah. Like every single time, and that's why I love these life conversations, like every single time someone opens up to me a little bit more, I fall in love with life a little bit more. Mm. So my travels and those conversations with friends and total strangers, like, keep me mesmerized and keep me inspired by life. Like the fact that there are, and I can get way too passionate about this, but there are more than 7 billion people in this world, meaning there are so many life paths that are possible, and it's entirely up to us, to you and me, to choose anything we want. And this literally means that happiness is in our own damn hands, and that, like, that thinking gives me so much excitement and love for the life and we live, because yeah, it truly is just an adventure. So yeah, to close my ramble off, like, meditation, so because you're asking, like, how do you teach yourself to be so full of life? I would say meditation brings me in and out, and in clarity, gratitude brings me the feeling of contentness, and living with my heart brings me the feeling of passion and excitement.
Wow.
How is it for you though? I'm curious to hear, like, what how do you teach yourself? Like, how do you keep a positive mindset?
Yeah, I mean, for me, and thank you for asking, I'm definitely not at a point yet in my life where I'm as structured with my routines just yet, even though I wish I was. Although I love your suggestion of getting up and going outside before you do anything else and going on a walk while meditating. I think that's definitely something I want to start incorporating into my days. I'm just someone who doesn't enjoy getting up early. I'm not a morning person, but I mean, I've heard this over and over again from other people who have shifted their minds as well. And we're like, look, in the past, I didn't used to be a morning person either, but then I just shifted my mindset and I'm so grateful that I did. So maybe I just need to challenge myself a little bit more on this. But for me, being positive or embracing life means proactively seeking out opportunities that allow me to grow. So, and that started at a really young age in like middle school, high school, where I had so many different extracurricular activities just because I wanted to learn how to become a leader, how I could push myself to my own limits, and but also try out different things, learn about new areas of my life, may it be through sports or through, you know, being a student body president and all that stuff. And those experiences and that drive continue throughout college. And even now that I'm a working professional, I'm always looking for opportunities that go beyond my core role, because I feel like those experiences and those opportunities and the people you will meet because of the extra mile that you go, that will allow you to grow. It's not always enough to just do the bare minimum. So that's kind of my take on life.
100%. Well, like everything that you're saying, that truly is what embodies you. And I feel like having seen, and also having seen how you worked and how you communicate, what I think is really beautiful about you is that with that mindset and that kind of that hunger to learn or that opportunity seeking role that you have that inspires others. So that's really beautiful to observe.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're so sweet. I'm supposed to be the one who is complimenting you here, so I really appreciate this this reverse way of complimenting. So thank you for that.
All the love.
Yeah, all the love. This is also what this whole podcast is about, women empowering women and creating this kind of safe space for everyone to have these really genuine conversations. So yeah, thank you for being part of this. you kind of already touched on this a little bit, but obviously there is a lot of research out there proving that people who frequently practice gratitude and are meditating are overall happier. What would you say is it about being more mindful of things to be grateful for that can have such a positive impact on us?
Beautiful question. So I would say gratitude unshackles us from toxic emotions. So taking that as an example, like for instance, the gratitude journal, right? So when you consciously write or express how grateful for you are, and you mean it, of course, you redirect your attention from negative experiences to focus on all the good things in life. So there's literally less headspace for negativity or feelings like anxiety, for instance, which is nowadays like with the virus period is very, very high. But in return, you will feel happier even more as the more you focus on the goodness and like the little moments in like the mundane daily life, the more you also see that it's good. So when you look is when you see. And I know it's a very double sentence, but so this is saying it, like it's very fitting. So basically what I experience that when I look at the bright side, like the lessons and the amazing people around me, I realized like, holy shit, we are so rich. We have such a beautiful life. So this more gentle, abundant look to our daily experiences. So this gratitude in turn brings me happiness. It brings me calmness. I feel healthier. I feel excited. I feel passionate. And yeah, I'd say like being more mindful of all that we have, it makes us fall asleep with a smile and wake up with a smile. And also, I'd say it's important to mention, right? Of course, I'm human. So life is not like a nonstop smiling fairy tale, which is also very crucial to emphasize. But being more mindful of what we have makes us less like desire what we don't have.
No, that is probably very, very true. So thank you for sharing that and that really great observation on your end. I think that was really, really on point. I mean, you've been educating yourself on these topics for years and years now. So obviously you are a true expert, but at the same time, every person's journey and experience is different. So what works for you might not necessarily work for me or someone else, right? But I think it's always great to have some pointers and talk to people who do have some positive experience with mindfulness and gratitude practicing. So that's wonderful.
And it also depends on like situation. And sometimes it's like we have a bit down, like down, and that's
no,
okay.
No, absolutely.
And then the more we appreciate the ups as well.
Yeah, totally. And you were already describing your morning routine earlier, but how can people who don't have much experience with all of this get in the habit of practicing gratitude? Do you have any tips?
Like if it would be one thing, definitely like journal before sleeping, and it, not just journaling for, well, what for me really helped, and that's also what is explained in that book of Hal Elrod, a gratitude journal, because it really is, it is a muscle that you can train. Like it, they say, and I've actually done research on this, like if you do this about in 1 month every day consistently, like you can start with three things. And then you train to be, make yourself more aware of those good things and what to be grateful for. And what I've really experienced, like the magic behind this is not just, you know, to write like, I am grateful for my friends. I am grateful for my house. But writing the why behind the what. So why is this so important to you? Like what kind of feelings does it give to you? So that would be one thing that I'd recommend to anyone who wants to like build up that practice. And yeah, expressing your love to others, which will make you also be more grateful for what you have and how you are being supported. So the more love you give is the more you get, which is also, again, a double sentence, because it's not an invitation to let your boundaries be crossed, nor that you should like sacrifice yourself for others, but the mere gesture of loving out loud, like showing more appreciation and affection, makes you yourself more cheerful and strengthens your relationships at the same time. So the more you're great, get to be grateful for it as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. I do have a gratitude journal. I have to admit, I'm not great about it to, you know, write in it every single day. But I oftentimes do it in like phases where I would do it nonstop for like 2 or 3 weeks straight. And then I skip a week and then I start over again. So I'm not 100% there yet, but I do agree with you that it's just nice to write down 3 things that you're grateful for. It adds such valuable perspective, even on days that are maybe not the best days of your life, right? And even if it's just something really small that you write down, like, I'm grateful for the fact that I had a nice dinner today, or I'm grateful for the fact that a new season of my favorite Netflix show was released, or I'm grateful for the fact that I was able to convince myself to work out for 30 minutes. You know, the small things. It doesn't always have to be, oh, I'm grateful for the new promotion I just got at work, right? And I think when you start to appreciate the little things in life, that teaches you to be more positive in general and truly embrace the little things, like be more grateful for simple things like the sun being out, a sunset, the birds chirping, like stuff like that. In that sense, I agree with you that this gratitude journaling is definitely a great way to raise that overall awareness.
Yeah. And well, for some, you know, some are just not writers as well. So what I experienced with a few that I've coached, they actually prefer just do it in their head, but just more so that consistent practice, like, you know, either when you're in bed and in the evening, you can think it for yourself. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like writing in a journal. It can also be throughout the day, and it's okay if you miss a day, but more so having that like awareness and thinking about more consciously, that already is a big change. So now, given this entire like coronavirus period, which has shaped up all our lives, but there is still so much like abundance, what are you grateful for?
Well, I am grateful that my family is healthy. I actually had 2 COVID-19 cases in my family, so that was scary. Wow. But luckily, they all recovered well. I'm very grateful for the fact that, you know, my family is from Germany originally, and luckily the German healthcare system is really strong. So there wasn't a point where any of us were really scared. But I have heard really tragic stories from other people. And obviously, when you check the news, you read and watch stories that are just terrifying. And so that's definitely been something that I'm really grateful for. I mean, so many people have also lost their jobs during this time, and I'm super grateful that I still have one, even on days where it might be a little bit challenging. I mean, today we're recording on a Monday, and it was definitely not as easy to get out of bed this morning. But overall, still really grateful for that. And then honestly, I mean, I just started on this podcast journey very recently, so I'm really grateful that I have found this kind of side project, and that I was able to turn one of my biggest passions, which is female empowerment, into this podcast. So yeah, those are a few things that I'm currently grateful for.
Powerful. No, amazing. Thank you for answering so vulnerably.
Yeah, of course. What about you, Yvette? What are you grateful for in this moment?
I am grateful to, like, currently, so I'm based normally in Kuala Lumpur because that's where our headquarters are, right? But currently, for the time being, I'm in the Netherlands, given the period. And how silly it may sound, like, the moment that I arrived after, like, within about, like, two and a half months in the building, like, locked in the building. So it's very different than, for instance, Europe, where you were still able to walk around. And then when I arrived back, that's when it hit me. And like, I arrived at the airport, I was like, oh, it's air and I can walk. And I know it's a silly thing, but that's something that I'm so grateful for now. Like every single day, I try to walk like kilometers, like in comparison to like 0.5K a day in my living room there. So I would say, like, looking at the now, I'm very grateful for my surroundings and very, 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 very grateful to be with those I love and like seeing them smile. And just like 2 days ago, I was having dinner with friends and I was observing them. And it's beautiful to see how we all grow and evolve, but we still stay the same. I was thinking, despite of distance or despite of not like having, you know, everyday conversations, how strong and powerful it can be that a friendship feels like it was just like yesterday. So people are special.
Oh, I love that. And I do agree. I mean, 2020 has been reminder for all of us, and focus more on the important things in life. And that actually kind of brings me to my next question as well. You know, because I'm so ambitious and impatient, I am definitely someone who is constantly thinking and worried about the future. That being said, COVID has been a huge lesson for me personally, because it has forced me to slow down a bit, which is not necessarily a bad thing, right? I do have more time for myself now, which is great. But given the current environment, what advice do you have for people like me that would allow us to be more present in the moment and to be okay with that, no matter if there is a global pandemic or not out there?
Love that. Okay. Well, the COVID situation has been a special lesson to most, if not all of us, right? Like for me, for sure. In a way, I would even rather like rephrase the slowing down to returning, like to returning to a more humane, life appreciating, essentialistic pace. But when it comes to like advice to being more in the present and to be fine with that, given the circumstances, like you're mentioning right now in the world, one thing that I love is perceiving us to be opportunity seekers. So not opportunities that lie in the future, but in the day itself. So for example, like one of the things I always do, like almost every single morning when I wake up, I ask myself, what am I excited about today? So that kind of redirects my focus to making today count. And also like to mention, if you don't have something to be excited, then you can ask yourself the question, okay, what can I do? Or what can I create to get myself excited about today? Because in the end, you know, that truly is what matters. And literally the only thing we actually have objectively is today. And also it simply just helps us not taking our days for granted. And I also realized like throughout life that time is never ever a given. You may all of a sudden turn ill or you lose someone you love. And this understanding has made me live more present in the now, and also to deal with the present in cases when it's like temporarily not particularly pretty, which is okay, right? It's human and it may actually be quite emotionally harsh. I started to simply tell myself to trust that all happens, that all that happens is how it apparently should be going, that everything happens for us. So basically, in these cases, like how can I or how can you make the best out of the current? Like what lesson is there for me to see out of a tough situation or person? So that's what I would say as like advice or things that are doing me really well to deal with the current moment.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So what I'm hearing is adding a lot of perspective to it, especially when we think back to moments in life where loved ones were maybe sick, or when we observe our friends, families, and maybe someone there is experiencing some hardship. So that kind of helps us to come back to the present and be more focused on that. And I also really love the idea of waking up in the morning and before you go about your day and start thinking about work and everything that stresses us out, think about what excites you about the day that is ahead of you. That's wonderful. And it kind of relates back to what you were saying earlier as well about Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, right?
Yeah. And it's also so fun, like in my last relationship, I always bothered like in the morning, so what are you excited about? But that literally like creates excitement already like before you've jumped out of bed. Yeah. So that's a huge like helpful thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then speaking of COVID, or, you know, this past year in general, obviously these are very unprecedented times. Our lives have kind of been on hold. It was difficult to plan anything. So we're really forced to take it day by day, week by week. And for me personally, that has been causing some anxiety. And I know that I'm not the only one who feels like that. Do you have some actionable strategies that allow us to cope and to be more at peace in the present?
Yeah, so that's interesting, right? Because also with like the majority of the people that I coach, they also experience those feelings of anxiety. And often what I feel is that anxiety is perceived as a negative thing. Mm. But what I feel is like it already gives more peace in the present is acknowledging that anxiety is not bad. Mm. Because emotions such as anxiety are actually like beautiful messages. It's an invitation to ask to yourself, like, why am I feeling this? Are you, for instance, perhaps not in the right job, or are you not happy with yourself? Like, what have you not processed? What can I change about this? Or what am I not listening to? So acknowledging feelings like anxiety already brings more peace. So instead of like sinking in this sense of overwhelm and misery by consciously accepting, you simply like shortly feel shit and that's totally okay. You can then shift sooner in action instead of longer paralysis. So there is this saying that I often say, like, if you feel, you heal, it truly does its magic. And that's something I also definitely had to learn in the past. So yeah, like I said, like what I see with those I coach, anxiety comes very often from either juggling too much at the same time. So while your mind is kind of like begging you for single tasking instead of multitasking, or you're not doing the thing that you should be doing. So many just continue in this rat race of performing in order to simply not feel what is needed to be felt, or to being too afraid to go the unconventional path which you actually desire but is like seemingly risky. And many do not rest to simply just be sometimes. And this gives me like simply like many people this yucky feel, restless feeling of being a productive just being. But slowing down does not mean getting less done. It actually may be faster, given that focus will make you feel less stressed, more in the flow, and most productive. So basically, like, feelings of anxiety can be seen as your mind asking to implement more routine and structure. So regarding like other practical things that you asked for coping strategies, what for me really helps and what I see around me that really, really helps is daily meditation and alternate nostril breathing. So scientific research has, for instance, shown that only just 10 minutes a day of meditation for 4 weeks is enough to experience positive emotions, reduce stress, increase self-compassion, improve focus and high performance in your daily life. The key is, though, I would say, is to feel peace in the present, to be consistent with your meditation practice to accumulate the benefits over time.
Mm-hmm. I love that, especially your initial explanation of further exploring for yourself, okay, what is actually causing that anxiety? And oftentimes it's just because we have so many different things going on in our minds, like personal life, professional life. Maybe we're not even happy with our current job. And you're saying sometimes it's because we're maybe too afraid to take that leap of faith to explore riskier opportunities that are out there. And I feel like that's also something that I have personal experience with, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners as well. So I guess it's just a good reminder that we should maybe take a step back here and there, be more in the present, and reflect on the things that we actually care about. And is this really a job or a career that makes me happy? Is this like a relationship that makes me happy? Is this like the part of the world that I want to be living in? You know, like all these things that do add up and is maybe causing that overall anxiety that so many of us are experiencing on a daily basis.
Yeah, hallelujah. And like every emotion that you're feeling, like sadness or anger, it's okay. And it's so human to feel that. And that's, I feel some people are suppressing those feelings, but those are like beautiful signals of your mind and your body telling you information. So it's there for you to listen to in order to go into a positive state of mind.
Yeah. And also without any negative emotions or feelings of anxiety, we wouldn't be able to truly appreciate the really good times and the really positive emotions, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like the peaks and the valleys that make
Yeah, absolutely. So Yvette, obviously this whole topic of mindfulness has become more popular in recent years, rightfully so. There are some really, really popular startups that have evolved in this space, like including Headspace and Calm and Mindvalley, obviously. There are different gratitude journals out there and apps. You were already mentioning a few of those resources before, but what are your favorite apps, books, websites, etc. that you would recommend in order to learn more about this topic?
Ooh, yes. There's so many. I guess like I've been trying out so many tools over the last, let's say, 10 years. A few of my favorites would be, of course, like I have to do a shameless plug for Mindvalley, is the Omvana meditation app. And you may in like the future also be getting to listen to my meditations, but that's an incredible app for meditation. Of course, Headspace. I've been using Headspace for years, not anymore, but that's definitely how I started. With regards to learning more about like around mindfulness and gratitude and purpose, when it comes to podcasts, so I think I listen to podcasts every single day. Especially one of Jay Shetty and Brené Brown is what I'm currently really enjoying. Of course, Mindvalley as well. But of Brené Brown specifically, when it comes to this specific topic, there's a really powerful one about calm, underperforming, and overperforming. That one was super, super, super valuable. And she also has a talk on vulnerability on TEDx. With regards to books, I have devoured so many, but to drill it down to the best ones, I would say basically all books of School of Life are really, really insightful. For those, and I know that many are not keen for reading or don't take the time for reading, there are a lot of YouTube videos that are only, let's say, 2 to 5 minutes. And I don't know how, but they are so able to put everything so clearly laid out regarding every topic in life. And also in terms of like gratitude and mindfulness, living the presence, about calm, about anxiety. So those things are definitely what I would say in terms of recommendations.
Cool. And I just made a mental list of all of those. Obviously, Brené Brown is kind of the queen in that space. So obviously, you all should check that out. And if you haven't watched her TED Talk on vulnerability yet, then you're definitely missing out. But School of Life, that's a really great shout out there. And I didn't know about the YouTube videos. I definitely need to check those out. Yeah. So last question for you today, Yvette. If there was one easy but effective measure our listeners can implement today after listening to this episode in order to become more grateful in life and more present, what would that be?
Besides that, all of us just simply should take life a little bit less serious and like play more. There is one like total no-brainer that I would say for asking for one thing is starting your freaking gratitude journal. Like every evening or morning, like I prefer in the evening, but do it for 4 weeks every evening. You can start with three little things, but explaining also the why. And generally, there is no single piece of me that has a doubt that you'll see how your mind starts to shift and how you become aware of the littlest things around you. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do one thing that literally flips around your life is starting a gratitude journal in the evening.
I love that. And I can only attest to that. I have one as well. It took me a while to get into the habit, but I got like one of those that has a layout already, so it's super easy. You don't have to come up with anything yourself, and also like three lines for like gratitude, and it's super easy. It's I think the 6 minutes journal or something, and you have a section for it. You have a section in the morning and a section in the evening, so it's really, really easy. I really love that.
I love that you're doing that. You're on it. I love it.
Yeah, and it's also actually really great for affirmation purposes because I do believe if you manifest your vision and your goals like strong enough and for a certain period of time, then they will actually become true. I mean, obviously a lot of externalities can also affect those visions, but it has worked for me twice already with the help of that book, where I just kept writing the same affirmation every single day. And then by the end of like a 3-month period or whatever it was back then, like it had come true. And I was like so proud of myself because I felt like by writing it down every single day, it had become true.
I love it. Well, there is actually research, right? Like if you write it down, it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer to you. Like whether that's to your subconscious or your conscious, but therefore the actions and the decisions that you take, they will be more directed towards where you want to go.
Yeah.
So there is actual research showing that this is working, and I can only 100% agree with you. This is a huge one. Yeah,
I love it.
Nice that you're doing
yeah,
that.
Thank you. Let's keep the fingers crossed that this will also continue to work out in the future. But it was already a good start.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Yvette. I really, really enjoyed our conversation, and I truly believe that we all can learn a whole lot from you about life, about how to approach every single day, about how to be more mindful, how to be more grateful, and how to be more present in the moment. So thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your wisdom with us today.
Well, I'm personally always learning, right? So I'm a lifelong student, but generally it's a total pleasure having conversations with you about this. So thank you so much for having me here. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm hopefully that some people have at least one little piece that they can implement in their lives. But I'm so happy to hear that you've also like continued with the gratitude journal. You're incredible. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, you're too sweet. Thank you, Yvette. Oh, and if you all out there would like a chance to win a one-on-one conversation with Yvette, head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a positive review, and also make sure to follow us on Instagram for more info on how to become the lucky winner of a one-on-one session with Yvette. And that concludes our show. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Since we're just starting out, it would be amazing if you left us a positive review on Apple Podcasts and shared FemHive with all your female coworkers and girlfriends so we can empower as many young women as possible. Make sure to also follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn. I'm Tamina Stoll, and I hope you will be tuning in again next week. Take care, ladies.